ain't menachin oisai. Best in shemalim is in shemayim they won't forgive you. But the diak is our best in shemata malkin oisai. That best in shemata over here, best in does give you punishment, then you would have a kapara. How is it through malchus? That's called our best in shemata malkin oisai, your menachin oisai, that clean you off. I mean, that'll be a good kapara for you. So Moshe says back, no, how do you know this? Maybe dash normal era popla baya. For you, Emma, why don't you say like this? Maybe the person means to say, you're not the Hashem, you have no Nikias at all. But she says, the Yen Malka Noisa, Bezna Shalomata. Maybe the Bezna Shalomata won't give you Malkas and you won't have the Kapor at all. So Malay answers back to this and came with so, Lichter Kroll Loyanaka. The Lichter just said Loyanaka. Hashem Lomali, was it said the word Loyanaka Hashem? Is it this again that Bezdin Shemalo, who the Yen Menakanoisa? Our Bezin Shemata is Malkin Umanakanoise. Bezin Shemata would do both. Our Bezin Shemata would give Malkus and clean him off. Smur says, so far Ashkacham, this person about Shua Shov. It says, Lashon of Glacisos Hashem Akechol Ashov. It says, going on a Shua Shov. Rashi said, the Chiba Sheyisos Shemoy Lashov, I'm a Shua Shov. What's a Shua Shov? To go Nishpa Lashana says to do a Yodim. If somebody swears that this table is a chair, so right now when it comes out of your mouth, we speak clearly it's Shov, it's in vain. That's the Slav of Kilayisa Shemoy Lashov. From here it says Kilayinaka Hashem that it would be Malkus. But Shua Shekim Nolan, somebody swears false, meaning to say right now we did not know it's false, we have to first find out it's later. That's what somebody swears he ate today. I don't know if he did or not. And later we find out that he did not eat today. That's called a shua sheker. So how do I know by that? You get Malkus also. Smurah says, we have Yechli Dei Omar, Lashov, Lashov, Shnei Pom. It says the word twice, Lashov, Lashov. So Meinu Inyi, Lashua Shov, Tinu Inyi, Lashua Sheker. Shua Sheker also gets Malkus. On this Shvetik Mor Mask of Lor Vavua, Shua Sheker has you done. What's the case of a Shua Sheker? Elaim, if you want to tell me. Inayma. The old mother person says, Shloi Oichal, I will not eat today. The Ochal, the guy goes and eats today. For the Gemara, Osamu Maisavit, Avadi get Malkus, then it's Ramashalav Shesh Pamaisa. You swore upon yourself that you will not eat today. And then if you go in and eat, you're over your Shruath and with a Maisa. The Yelid must be the old mother person said, Shoichal, Vloi Ochal. The person says he will eat today. And the Maisa, the whole day went by and he did not eat. So he's over the Yisra of a Shvua, so maybe in this case you get Malkus. So Moses says, no, who, in such a case, Miloki, is it true that you get Malkus? No, you don't get Malkus. Written with that like this, Shvua, Sho'ichol, Kikir, Zahayim. If somebody makes a Shvua, that he will eat this bread today, the Yavayim, the whole day goes by, the Yochel does not eat it. So, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, both of them say, Amri ain't later. Both of them say, clearly you do not get Malkus in this case. If you swear that you will eat bread today, and the day went by you did not eat, you did not get Malkus. What's the reason? Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Lav Shem ben Maisu. For Cholav Shem ben Maisu and Lakish Lav. It's a Lav Shem ben Maisu, you don't get Malkus. Rosh Lakish Amar, and the lake of the reason why you don't get Malkus, Mishum, the heavenly has for us self, it's a warning, a doubtful warning. That the cloud is like you have to warn him that he has to eat today. Now, but, so throughout the day, he could always say, I forgot, like I think I have time later. And later, when the day comes by, he has the right to say, I forgot. So even though you come to Malkus the last second of the day, right before Shkin, you tell him, listen, if you don't eat now, you'll be over Yeshua. He has the right to say to himself, my watch says I have 2 more minutes to go. So that's not called a good Asura right now. After 2 minutes, he has a right to say he forgot. So it's always considered Asura Sophic. And therefore, because Asura Sophic in Nikol Love, you don't get Malkus if the Asura was a doubtful Asura warning. The warning has to be right before he does the Avera Vadai to warn him if you do this, Maestas, you're not going to get Malkus. That's called Asura. So by Kopon and both of them say you do not get Malkus over here. So Vash Mashman, the Rebakrua, does not go on this type of a Shua Sheker. Sayla rather, Omer Abavua, today, where's the case that we're including the Shvua Sheker also gets Malkus? Be Ochalti v'lo Yochalti. When the person swore that he ate today in the past tense, he already ate. And later we find out, no, he did not eat. So that's called the Shvua Sheker, and that you get Malkus. For the Gemara Maishinah, why do you say here you get Malkus and by in the future you do not get Malkus? What's the difference whether you said you ate already or whether you said you will eat? So Rav says like this, that the famous Ripsa Torah Sheker Dumi Lashov. The Torah says in the section word of Lashov Lashov, that was saying even a Shua Sheker also gets Malkus, but it has to be Dumi to a Shua Shov. Malshov, just like by Shua Shov. Lishovar means it's false right now. As soon as it comes out of your mouth, it's false. If you swear that this table is a chair, we know right now it's Shov. It's Shov already. I've checked the same thing when you swear false, even though we don't know about it, but Lishovar, it has to be that's already false already. Meaning you swore that you ate today, and really you did not eat. So Mela, it's a Shov, it's a Sheker the time it comes out of your mouth. It's Lishovar, it is already a Sheker. But Mashaykh, if you swear that you will eat today, and the day goes by, you do not eat, so first becomes a Sheker at the end of the day, lost it. So that's not Daimah to Shov, therefore there's no reason to say you get Malkus on such a Shvur Sheker. Ace for Rabbi Yimli Abavur. Rabbi Yimli asked a question to Abavur. It says, Shvur Shlayechal Kikazu. Somebody swears he will not eat this bread. Shvur Shlayechalenu. The second time he says he makes sure he will not eat it. Shvur Shlayechalenu. The third time he says it. The Yochlan eats it. So he made three Shvurs that he will not eat it. And then he goes in and eats it. And says, Ein Chayev Elachas. He only Chayev once. Because otherwise it's Ein Shvur Chala Shvur. Something you mush for the Yomer already, the Shvur is not Chala second time. There's a case of a Shvur's Bito, and there's a Shvur Sheker, Shechiyov Mazdoin Malkus, that by doing it, the Mazed, you get Malkus. Yashavas, the covenant of the Yared, you say such a Shvur Sheker here. But Sheker, you made a mistake, but you made a Shvur that you would not eat it today, and then when you ate it, you forgot about the Shvur, so you have to bring carbon of the Yared, depending on how rich you are. So it says, only this case, you get Malkus. Zeh lemut emai, what it means, this case, in my other places, no. Lav lemut doesn't come to exclude, or chalti of loyachalti, if somebody swore that I already ate, and you did not eat. To lay look, you did not get Malkus. So how could we say now that this is called a shvur sheker, you get Malkus? Here it's mashma, you did not get Malkus on a shvur lishavar, if you said you ate today, and really you did not eat today. So Moses says, let's not turn this price over here. Zui, I tell you, Dika like this, Zui, this is the case. The guy says, Zui dashen rosa maite korban. This is the case that if you eat the bread today, the shaydi, you forgot about Yeshua, you have to bring a korban. But let's say somebody says, oh, chalti v'lo yechalti, somebody swore that he already ate, and he did not eat. La maite korban, in that case, you don't have to bring a korban. Even though Malkus you would get, but korban not. Omani, who does the price go like then? Rabbi Shmuel, he goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So why don't you give Hatachi the carbon? If you made a shvur that you ate today, and you forgot, and it's really right now you thought you did eat, and later you realize that you did not eat, so why don't you have to bring a carbon? He goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The other that he holds, Ein Echayiv Elo Alosad Lavoi, Yoni Chayiv Alosad Lavoi, Yoni Chayiv on something that you will do, and not something you did already. Just for carbon, it says, it has to be something in the future and not something that you did already. If you want to say this price, it goes according to Yishmael. If Amos was the same for the price to say, it says, Zui Shvua Shov, this is the case of a Shvua Shov, Shechayav Mazdoin Marcus, they do the Shvua Shov, the Nazid, you get Marcus, Yashavasa Potter, but the Shege, you get Potter from the carbon. So, because a shvur shov, there's no carbon. Now, zui lemuti, ma wasn't come to exclude. Lav lemut doesn't come to exclude. Or chalti v'lo yechalti. That someone who makes a shvur or chalti that already ate today, it comes that he did not eat today, that the lelaki does not get malchus. So again, there'll be a dik dechur, in this case, you do not get malchus. So more says, lay, that's not the dik from the sefer either. I'll tell you, the dik from the sefer is, zui, it is the case, the yashik gosai potemi carbon. If you made a shvur shov, even though you were shaygeg, this is where you put it for the carbon. But in the case of a chalti, where you swore that you ate today, and below your chalti you did not eat, and you did it b'shaygeg, you forgot that you really did not eat, so maisi carbon, then you would have to bring a carbon. That's what the sefer dik is. Romani, who else like this, that you have to bring a carbon on a shvur of l'shov, what happened already? goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The end of the yells Mevin Korban Lishovar. Yes, you have to bring a Korban and a Shmuel Lishovar. You don't need Lahore Lahitiv. So could be the brought Milo's theory for this Brysa. But it's theory in the Brysa itself. It's not a theory to our Allah. It could be that both Mashmi you would get Malkus Bechalti, Bechalti, but I call for him to theory in the Brysa. For your amount to Rish, you just got finished saying that the Rish of the Brysa is going to be Shmuel. If so, and now you want to set a safe as Rabbi Kiva, how does that come out? Do you get a Korban and Lishovar on the future or not? On Lishovar or not? So Moses says, rather, Elamid is safe for Rabbi Kiva, Rish, and not Rabbi Kiva. No, both of them go according to Rabbi Kiva. And Taki Yechayiv a Korban, even Lishovar. For Rish, then the Rish, Lab, Lamut, Yechalti, Bla Yechalti, doesn't come to exclude the case we said you ate already and you did not eat, Beshegging, to say you're not Chayiv a Korban. If not, you would be Chayiv a Korban there also. And Lamuti comes to exclude like this. Oichel v'loyochal, that you make sure you will eat today, and throughout the day you do not eat. Umay shino, how come this case you put them in a korban? Because like this, mishum dekoyi b'la'abo, memayit la'abo. When we're talking about la'abo, we're memayit in the case of la'abo. And Rashi says, really the question is, umay shino, te memayit oichel v'loyochal mekorban. The guy swears he will eat. Then he doesn't eat, you say you put it in a korban. But you marbe or chalti lechalti in the past, what happened already, me say for the chayiv korban that you are chayiv korban. How do you know what to say this? Mashana the Gemara says, Mishum de koi belabo mamayet labo, Rashi says, Mistavra reish lamute oichov lo yoichov. Why? De koi belabo, we're talking about the future, the Tony, shvua shvayach lenu, I will not eat it. O mamayet labo. But Mamayit also a shvu of labor kagoyin oichav loyechol. I will eat it on it. Avokoyi b'labor. We're talking about labor. Mamayit l'shavar b'tmiya. Going echaltav loyechaltav. That doesn't make sense. If we're talking about pashas of labor, we're only mamayit things of labor that you don't have the hain v'lav. But we're talking about labor to mamayit in the past tense that we don't do. Say nechnami therefore shvu of l'shavar. Of a chalti, of loy chalti, and echnami, you would be chayiv a korban. But Malkus and echnami, we talk out that you would be chayiv Malkus. That's the case of the Brisa, what it means. By Yeshua Sheker, Yechayiv Malkus, means in the case of Lishava, where the person swore that he ate today, and really he did not eat today. So in that case, if he did have amazed, Yechayiv Malkus. That's this pasuk of Lashov, Lashov. It says, Ki lo yinake, by Yeshua Shov, to teach us that there's no menachim in Shemayim, but b'dayadim there is Malkus. Then the second case was Umeima. The Yis of Tumur also you get Malkus. On this, Amalei Rabbi Yechim, Yechim learned like this. He said, Latano, Lertisni Umeima, don't learn Umeima this Braisa. Mishum Dibdiburei Osa Maisa. Yechim holds, it's not called the Lav Shem B'Maisa. He holds a sense with Dibra, like by you taking this behemah chul and saying zu tacha zu, you mean to make kedusha upon this behemah. But since with your maisa, with you're making the chul into kachim, that's called Dibra zu maisa. So if you're knows in svar, you get malchus on tomorrow, this will not be daima to a shvua. A shvua, you're not making any kachim, your Dibra is not making anything. But over here by tomorrow, since your Dibra makes a behemah chul into kachim, that's considered like a maisa. Then the third case is a makalas verb Hashem. Somebody curses his friend's name with Hashem, with his friend with Hashem's name, even though it's a lav Hashem b'maisa get Malkus. How do we know this? Omer Rabbi Lozom Rabbi Ishia. Omer Kwa the Pasuk says, Im loisishmar, if you do not watch yourself, Im loisishmar, Rashi says, Ad liyuras Hashem, shiyisiyore, should be afraid of Hashem's name, shloitzis Hashem levatolo. Therefore, same thing, if you're Mikalas Lever B'Shem, you'd be Meitzel Levatolo. Then the Pasuk says, Gitzim L'Sishma, it says, Viflo Hashem Esmach HaSecho. Hashem will give you back a punishment, will soon see means Malkus. So Haflo Zu, when it says the word Haflo, any day, I'm not sure what it means, no. Kishuem, when the Pasuk says, in Dvorim Chafei, by the Pasuk Vedim Zemim, it says, V'Epilu HaShefet V'Kol Lefonav, that we put him down, we give him Malkus. Have Yom Aflozu Malkus, as if to say here also, that by Hashem's name, Levatolo, you get Malkus. So the kids say, when you curse your friends and you're saying out Hashem's name, so for that you get Malkus. So that's the question, if so, Ema, Filu Shvu Emes, that any time you swear with Hashem's name, also maybe you get Malkus. The rest of the Kol Muzer Kro, that Filu Shvus Emes Leilevet, B'Shem Shemo with Hashem's name. And if you do say Hashem's name, maybe get Malkus for it. Smor says no. The edict of the process is clearly Shvus Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. Sometimes the Torah says you have to swear. Smor still says no. Eimah may be high in the middle of Fayez Es Chaveroi. Like the tiny person has tainas on you, so you have to swear he should not have tainas on you. Ave Muki Loki, but maybe still you would get Malkus though. Still you're saying Hashem's name, you get Malkus. Smart says no, lay much time, but that you can't say. For see, the Apostle says clearly, Uvishmoi Tishaveyu, Mashmal Chatila, you're allowed to make a shrew with Hashem's name. Mora says no, Umi Bola, this passage we need, Likadarav, the Yomar of Yud Lomarav. Minan, how do we know to say? Shenishboyim lakayim es ha-mitzvois. You have a right to make a shvuah that you will do a mitzvah to mezarez yourself to do the mitzvah. You want to make a shvuah? Shneim the pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishpati v'yakayim olishma mishpatei ketzekecho. So mash what that you're allowed to make a shvuah to mekayim a mitzvah. That's what the pasuk means with shmei tishabei. You're allowed to make a shvuah to mekayim a mitzvah, but otherwise maybe a shvuah Hashem you still get malchus. Tzmor says no. Kruach Rimas, another person that says, Avoy Sidmok of Hashem Tishaveya. Mashpah that you are allowed to swear. So when you do a Shruas MS, you can't say you get Malkus. Elder Gemara says, Lamai, what do you want to say also? Lamakalas Chaver B'Shem. The person means to say, when you curse your friend with Hashem's name, on that you get Malkus. For the Gemara Rim, why don't I say simple? Lamaisi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. Maybe the person is only talking about somebody's Maisi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. That's when he gets Malkus. But if you curse somebody with Hashem's name, maybe not. Someone says, what kind of soul is that? Me, Gor, Mikalas, Chor, B'Shem, the Moshe Shem, Shalom, Batolam, why is it worse? The Chor, by cursing, you're also saying Hashem's name, the Batolam. So why did she get Malkus? Someone says, Anan, us, Hochel Kokashin, this one was bothering us. Hochel Kokashinon. Amen, why don't I say, Moshe Shem, Shemaim, Levatolam, Tiskalei, the Malkus. If somebody's mercy shares from Allah Batalam, then it's enough to get Malkus. A lot of us kapor with that. Abba, but in the case of Mekalach of Hashem, where you curse your friend's name with Hashem's name, curse your friend with Hashem's name, Kivun de Kovitat, you're doing two of everything like. To come up at Shem Shem Lovatolo, or commit Tzar Lechavri, you're giving your friend Tzar, giving him pain, you're cursing him. So let his claim of Malkus, maybe that should not be enough with Malkus. That's my kash. Maybe you don't get Malkus here. You need a different punishment. Maybe you not get Malkus by Mekalo. So Mera says, now that's valid. Learn much as that he can't say. That's what the person says. That's the Kalach Herish. Now, that the reason love, you're not allowed to curse your friend. That's the Kalach Herish. Just like this. If you tell me that this pasuk, we start out with Imlo Sishmor, it says Hiflo. He's talking about Mekalo. Since we know there's a love someplace else, it's good that he gets Malkus. But, where the Azor to say you get Malkus? And then the Lord will receive as Hashem's name. No, for saying out Hashem's name, Levatol was only Nisarasei. So now I'm going to start with to say this process that we're darshaning, in Loisishma that says Viflo, that you get Malkus with Shem Shemayim, is not Mustafa the process talking about, or Stam be Moshe Shem Shemayim. Since it doesn't say a lot of Feresh anywhere in the Torah, it's only Nisarasei. By shaking by Mekala, where you curse your friend, here there's the Feresh and Lav HaTorah, there's the Kala Cheresh. So here it's Mustafa to say that the Pasuk is a Lav, but even though there's a Lav Shem B'maisa, I would have thought to say maybe you don't get Malkus. Kamash from this Pasuk, in Lissishim, Ksiv Ifla Hashem, that you do get Malkus, even though it's a Lav Shem B'maisa, still you get Malkus on it. The Shita is the Kasha, what am I saying from this Pasuk? Who from Lissishmo is a Lav? He says, no, the Pasuk does not mean that there is a Lav, that's not the Lav. That's only teaching us that as some other Lav HaTorah, that there's some reason, like here, where it's a Lav Shem B'maisa, I would have to say you don't get Malkus. Kamash from, yes, you do get Malkus. See, if what's Mustafa is going on lava of like the Kalach Herish, so that's why it says, the case of you curse your friend with Hashem's name, so you get Malkus, even though there's a lot of shame, still there'll be Malkus in Loisishma in the word of the Hiflo Hashem. Alright, we'll stop here.